26-year-old Whitney Carlos and her aunt Martha Fox can't stop laughing as they untangle sticks, moss, and a few salmon from Whitney's set net in Togiak Bay.
Sticks!
What a catch!
Come in the morning, that's when my net has been.
After fishing for days in the rain and the wind, the pair are basking in the sun's rays. They just can't get over it.
It's a beautiful day. We haven't had sunshine
in over 2 weeks, and I was in such a good mood and my net was like this, except there were more sticks and more green. I said, whatever, net, you're not going to ruin my day. I'm in a beautiful mood.
Martha's brother, Ernest Wassily, helps haul the net by hand over the shallow 19-foot skiff. They make quick work picking out sockeye, pinks, and prehistoric-looking chum salmon.
And their teeth are so sharp, and once you, like, clear the body, it'll just start spinning itself.
Like an alligator.
Look at the teeth.
Whitney pops the gills to bleed out the sockeye and drops them into a plastic tub filled with ice. As darkness falls, the crew heads to the beach to drop off their catch with Copper River Seafoods. They all look up at the brailer bags full of salmon, trying to guess how much it weighs.
Maybe 250?
275.
Or less.
It's more than they expect. 343 pounds of sockeye drop in the icy totes to head across the road for processing. An unprecedented number of fish has been passing through the Togiak processor this summer. On its best week, Copper River clocked 430,000 pounds of sockeye through its doors, a new record. The run came in several days late for Bristol Bay's east side, and the same thing's happening out west in Togiak. But unlike other fisheries in the bay this summer, the 30 or so drift net boats that fish Togiak don't have to worry about hundreds of fishermen from the Nooshigak descending on them when the fishing gets good. Fishermen who've cast nets in other districts can't transfer to Togiak until after July 27th. Area management biologist Tim Sands says this helps preserve the artisanal nature of Togiak's fishery.
Almost everybody that fishes in Togiak is connected to Togiak. There's not a lot of outside boats that go there and fish. So it's just more of a traditional fishery than other places where there's, you know, bramming and jamming.
Even though Togiak's run is the smallest in Bristol Bay, it still provides a good amount of income for local fishermen. Both Martha and Whitney say more and more people from Togiak are beginning to commercial set net with help from a permit loan program from the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. Whitney hopes other young people will take advantage of this resource to become more self-sufficient.
Jobs here are really limited because a lot of people depend on fishing for their yearly income. Now that I'm older and have the experience, you know, I want my own permit and, you know, to do it on my own. And I feel like everyone, when you have the resources, are going to go out and try to get it.
Togiak's fishing typically peaks mid-July, but the season's best harvest has been 43,000 fish on August 2nd. Martha says they'll check nets for another 2 weeks, or until they spot the one sea creature they don't want to see.
No jellyfish yet.
Yeah, that's
means... We start seeing small, tiny jellyfish.
And that means the fishing is over. The cash from commercial fishing may be nice, but Whitney says fishing's about more than that. She loves the subsistence elements as well.
We make dried salmon, canned salmon, salmon jerky. Plus getting to be with my family, and it's better than hitting the gym every day.
And she's getting plenty of family time this summer. As midnight approaches, she and Martha aren't heading home to get some well-deserved rest. They're jumping out of their skiff to prepare for a baby shower they're throwing the next day. Life doesn't stop just because the fish are finally in. For KDLG in Togiak, I'm Austin Fast.